And these are your typical questions that a savvy clinician will ask about a history of things that will make us think of mania. So these are right out of the DSM, essentially. Have you ever felt so good or so hyper, so irritable perhaps, more self-confident than usual, more talkative, etc., etc.? These are things that depressed people ordinarily would not experience, even in their past, at least not to the same degree as someone with bipolar disorder. And if a patient actually endorses these symptoms or reports of symptoms, then that'll make you think of bipolarity. It's also a good idea at the same time to inquire about the degree of interference that these symptoms may have had on someone's level of functioning, but, you know, the level of insight into this may be quite variable.